大家好吗？精神吗？精神，感谢主。哇，好似咧就越来越多嘅青年人喺度嘅。啊，我哋感谢主咧，青年人亲近神咧，就有平安咧，有神嘅恩典。咁我哋一齐打开圣经，我哋继续睇出埃及记。出埃及记第一章，出埃及记第一章，Exodus chapter 1。 不好意思，我拿错笔记，在这里。上个星期的。OK， 我哋喺出埃及记第一章，我哋继续研究神嘅话语。今日咧，我哋要睇敬拜神嘅人，敬畏神嘅人。Today we're going to study those who fear the Lord。出埃及记第一章15节至到22节。咁大家知道咧，我哋啱啱由美国翻嚟咧，咁喺美国咧，我哋有一啲好兴奋嘅旅行嘅时间。那個、星期一晚，即係聽晚咧，我哋要播一啲我哋喺美國嗰啲相，即係喺度用大銀幕播。咁啊，歡迎如果你有興趣睇，都可以嚟睇。And you all know that we went to the United States and we had a lot of good times in the States. And tomorrow night we're going to be showing the photos here on the big screen. So if you want to see, if you have any interest, you can come and watch with us. 咁但喺美國之旅咧，我哋有幾次就好有恐懼嘅時刻。And we had a few times in the United States when there was a lot of fear. 那個有人怕搭飛機。And there's somebody who's afraid to get on the airplane. 那個有人怕坐過山車。And then there are people who are afraid to go on the roller coaster. 那個亦都有人怕呢就坐入嗰啲嘅黑暗嘅滑水上滑梯嘅即係一條黑嘅管嘅轉來轉去。And then there's somebody that's afraid to go on this big tube, you know, on the water slide that's really dark inside and just spin around.有人这个恐惧呢就可能是正常。And having fears like this might be normal. 因为是一些怕的一些事。但是我们有一样东西呢我们不应该怕呢不是我们应该怕个个都应该怕。你知不知道是什么 ?And there's one thing that everybody should be afraid of. Do you know what it is? 我们应该敬畏神。And we should have fear of the Lord in our hearts.即係敬畏神咧，就係因為神係偉大 ，and because God is an awesome God， 我哋應該好似接近佢，好似我哋會接近一個國家嘅領袖一樣。And so when we approach God， we should have like he's a leader of a country， 我哋應該恐懼對佢有個敬畏嘅，唔係恐懼，有個敬畏。咁啊 ，Jan's Haven 係。其中一個最早期的去一些北極的印第安人的即是土人的其中一個宣教士 And there's Jan's Haven was one of the first missionaries to Eskimo Indians 當他是一個未信耶穌的青年人的時候呢他都是很叛逆 And when he was a young a reckless teenager he was very rebellious 但是有人呢真的是好像昨晚行雷閃電有沒有看到的And it was like last night, you know, a lot of thunder and lightning. Did anybody see that? 因為行雷閃電好勁嘅。嗰日一個晚上咧，咁啊佢就唔知點解咧被閃電劈低嘅。And then one night he was hit struck by lightning. 跟住咧佢真係冇死到嘅，佢係暈低喺地度。But he didn't die. He just fainted and was on the ground. 咁啊，當佢係恢復之後，佢就即刻跪低禱告。And when he recovered, he immediately kneeled down on his knees and repented of his sins. 因为他对神有个敬畏的,认识到神是怎样。So he found out what God was like. 跟着他就献身,就去做宣教士,去北极的土人。And so then he became a missionary to the Eskimo Indians. 今天呢，我们要看两位敬畏神的人。And today we're going to look at two people who have a fear of the Lord, who trust in the Lord. 他两位呢，就是女士的。我们要从他身上学习怎样去敬畏神。And the two of them are two ladies, and we're going to learn from them how to trust in the Lord. 我们看第一章第十五节至到十七节。And so we're going to look at chapter 1, verse 15 to verse 17. 这里说，有希伯来的两个修生婆，一名斯弗拉，一名普亚。埃及王对他们说，你们为希伯来妇人修生，看他们临盆的时候，若是男孩，就把他杀了；若是女孩，就留他存活。但是修生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。一起低头祈祷。Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋多谢你，今日我哋可以从呢两位修生婆嘅呢两位妇女咧，学习点样去敬畏你，学习点样去跟随你。求你今日喺我哋当中咧，系彰显你嘅爱，彰显你嘅恩典，让我哋可以更加明白，系知道我哋点样做一个敬畏神嘅人。所以主，我哋将以下嘅时间交托喺你嘅手里边，我哋多谢你听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。讲呢度，我哋睇到两位敬畏神嘅妇女。And here we see two ladies who have honored God and have a fear of the Lord. 咁佢要做一件好难做嘅事， and they have to do something that is very hard. 因为皇帝嘅命令咧就系一定要听， because the king's orders must be obeyed. 嗱，上个星期我哋睇过出埃及记嘅开头嘅引言， and last week we talked about the introduction to the book of Exodus. 咁我哋睇得到咧，有个新皇帝起嚟。佢唔認識約瑟， and we saw a new king came up that didn't know Joseph. 咁佢又驚兩樣嘢，呢個新皇帝驚兩樣嘢。And this new king, he was afraid of two things. 咁第一樣嘢咧，佢驚以色列人咧，即係如果埃及人要出去打仗，以色列人咧就會同敵人企埋一邊打翻埃及人。And the first thing he's afraid of is that if Egypt went to war, that the Hebrews would fight against him with his enemies. 佢第二驚嘅事咧，就係驚猶太人咧，以色列人會離開埃及，冇奴隸幫佢打工。And the second thing he's afraid of is that the Hebrew kids that they would leave Egypt and there would be nobody left to be slaves to build Egypt. 所以佢係一個矛盾，佢一方面驚呢班人喺佢嘅土地裏邊，另一方面唔想佢走。And so he's in a conflict there. He's afraid that they're going to rise up in rebellion against him, but he's also afraid that they're going to leave and he won't have slaves. So in that, 佢就因為喺呢個矛盾裏邊，佢做錯事嘅，佢開始苦待希伯來人。And so in this conflict, he starts doing the wrong thing and he puts persecution and starts treating them harshly. 但佢越苦待呢班猶太人咧，猶太人越嚟興盛。But the more he comes against them, the stronger they get. 於是呢，佢好似冇辦法，佢逼埋一邊，就想限制佢嘅人數，就有呢個嘅好離譜呢一個嘅抉擇。And so he got to a point where he couldn't handle anymore. He wanted to reduce the numbers of the Hebrews, and so he comes and he makes this terrible decision to kill all the men, the boys.嗱，上個星期咧，我哋喺聖經班嘅時候咧，有五日嘅假期聖經班喺度嘅。And last week we had 5 days of vacation Bible school here。咁我哋有冇四十至五十個小朋友啊？啊 ，and we had 40 to 50 kids here for 5 days。咁我見到呢啲嘅小朋友，我覺得好可愛嘅。And as I saw all these young kids, I said, "Man, they're so precious and so they're all created in God's image." 佢全部都係咧係好。你見到青春活潑的有得意的 and they're also full of energy and so cute. And 我真係諗到咧，仲有呢個修生婆俾命令一個 BB 即係生出嚟就要殺佢咧，就好難做一件事。And I think of these Hebrew midwives and how they were ordered to kill the boys as they were born. And what a terrible thing to do. 你知道神喜爱小孩吗? You know that God loves the children. 耶稣说呢,让小孩来到我那边,因为天国好像他们的。 And Jesus said, let the children come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. 耶稣说,我们要好像小孩子的心来到天国。 And Jesus said, we must have the heart of a child to enter into heaven.
你们服侍这帮小朋友在圣经班,你们每一个有福。
And each of you who worked hard in the Vacation Bible School, you all are blessed.
因为神是喜欢我们服侍小朋友。
Because God likes it when we serve the children.
因为神爱小孩子,
because God loves the children.
所以你们全部有福,可能做得五天很辛苦,
and maybe you worked really hard, but you're blessed.
你也有福,因为你的劳苦是有意义。
你想想影响一个小孩子的生命,是那个小孩子能够在主里面成长,是很可等的奇妙的。 And just think, if you can just influence one person's life, and that one person can become a Christian and be changed in Christ, what an amazing, awesome thing that is.
那个收生婆呢,她敬畏神,她爱主。
So these midwives, they feared the Lord and they loved children.
所以她没做皇帝叫她做的事。
So they didn't do what the king commanded them to do.
神喜欢我,他们的选择,
and God was pleased with their decision, with their choice.
他要服侍这些小孩子,他要爱小孩子, 甚至要保护这些小孩子, 为了保护这些小孩子,自己冒险他的生命。
So they chose to serve the children, to love the children, and to protect the children, and in protecting the children, they were at risk of losing their own lives.
神见到他这个选择就祝福他们。
And God saw what they did and was blessing them.
那圣经班的导师呢,你们服侍小孩子,你们没有生命危险。
But those of you who served in this Vacation Bible School, you did not have any danger to your life, I hope. I didn't see anybody threatening you.
我见不到任何人去威胁你的。但是神都很欣赏你的服侍。
But God still is blessed and still appreciates your service to these children. Because you still had to give out and you still had to make a sacrifice.
这个是神喜欢的。但我们看回这两个女士的行动,
but let's look back at these two midwives and what was their action?
她两个收生婆呢,她的名字是很有意思。
And the two of them, their names have a special meaning.
司法拉呢,她的名字是美丽的。她的意思是美丽。
And Sapphira means beauty. So she's a woman of beauty.
普瓦呢,这个名字叫丰富,丰盛。
And Pua means splendor.
两个很美丽的名字。 那你知道圣经讲一个人的名字的时候呢,是一个特别的荣耀。
Now when God brings out in the Bible somebody's name, he's giving them a special honor.
因为圣经有很多人是游来游走,但是我们不知道他叫什么名字。
但神又要尊重这两个女士,因为这两个女士是尊重神。 But God wanted to give a special place of honor to these two ladies because they honor God and they fear God.
你知道当我们敬畏神,神就会将你提升,给你一个特别的尊荣的位置。
And when you fear God, when you honor God, God will bless you and raise you up and give you a special place of honor.
其实应该说的,收生婆的,就是无名少卒。
And you could say that Hebrew midwives, you know, they're just little pawns. What special thing is that?
他所做的平凡的工作的,
and all they did is a normal, everyday activity. And yet, because they feared God and honored God, God gave them a special blessing.
但因为他是爱神,敬畏神, 神就给他一个特别的祝福,特别的尊荣。
他这个行动呢, 就是不听皇帝的说话。 But their action was to disobey the command of the king.
那你不听皇帝的命令呢, 就有死亡的危险, 可能要赔一条命。 And disobeying the king was could be under the danger of losing your life.
可能佢會斬頭，
所以佢咁樣做係非常之危險。And so doing this was extremely dangerous.
你知道最大嘅勇氣呢，就係行道德嘅勇氣。
But you know the biggest bravery that you could ever do is to be brave, to be moral.
在现在的世界呢，我们是非道德的世界。
And now we are in an amoral society.
个个都是喜欢做自己喜欢做的事，是没人理这个道德观的。
And everybody likes to do what they like to do and forget morals.
你在这个社会里面，特别澳门是一个非道德观的社会的。
And Macau is a very amoral society.
你会受很多压力做一些违背良心的事。
And you will have a lot of pressure to do things that in your conscious heart you know is wrong.
你会受很多压力做一些你知道呢，在你的骨骼呢，你不想做的。
And you will be pushed into a place to do things that in your innermost being you know you don't want to do.
因为这个社会是非道德观的社会。所以最有勇气的最大胆的人就是站正说我有我的立场，我有我的看法，我有我的良心，我要按照我的良心来做事。
And so the bravest, the strongest, the biggest hero that you could ever be is to stand firm in your moral right and say, I have a conscience, I know what's right in my heart, and I'm going to do that. I don't care what everybody else does, I'm going to do what I know is right.
无论别人怎样做，我知道我应该怎样做，我就按照我应该做的。这两位女士就这样，皇帝叫她杀人，她就说杀人不对，我有道德，我知道是不应该，我就不杀人。
And so these two ladies were like that, the king told them to kill the babies, and they said, no, that's wrong, I'm not going to do that. They stood firm in their ground.
你有没有这个勇气呢？
Do you have that kind of bravery today?
Now, 咁样讲咧，就讲到最初嘅堕胎。
This makes me think of the first abortions.
我唔知道真正嘅最初嘅堕胎系几时，但系觉得呢个就好似。
And I don't know when the first abortions really came about, but this is like an abortion.All the men, all the baby, the boy babies, you must kill them.
你要杀所有个男孩嘅，系好似堕胎一样。佢两位呢就反对，因为佢知道敬畏神呢，神系要听，神系最终嘅，我哋要听嘅。
And they knew that they could not do it because they had to listen to the highest authority, and the highest authority is God.
可能你听到你觉得皇帝好恶嘅。杀这么多个男孩。
And maybe you hear and you say, man, this king is an awesome, a terrible guy. He wants to destroy all these boys.
但你有没有想过堕胎的问题是怎样先？
But have you ever given thought to the abortion?
那我们澳门香港都堕胎很普遍的。
And here in Hong Kong, Macau, abortion is very normal, very common.
我们有些人说，即有了怎么办呢？落了他算呢？
And you often hear people say, oh no, I got pregnant. Well, where'd it go? I'm just going to get an abortion, you know, get rid of it.
It's 好像一个很简单、很方便的。Hey, 有小孩子就很麻烦，不要生他，落了他咯。
And then people say, oh, having children is such a hassle. You know, just get an abortion, get rid of it. You know, don't be troubled by it.
就好像一个理所当然的选择。
It seems like people think this is the best choice for you.
但我想你想一想，堕胎是什么？
But I want you to think, what is abortion?
或者答这个问题之前，你要答一个问题，生命是什么时候？
Maybe before you can ask, what is abortion? You have to answer the question, when does life begin?
韦牧师是医生，我想他都答不到这个问题。
And Pastor Petey is a doctor, and I bet he can't even give you a medical answer on when life begins.
道德家，即是在这里伦理学家，他在这里讨论。
And the ethics, you know, the people in ethics, they just debate. 他想找到答案, 生命在何时开始? And they want to find an answer. When does life begin? 有人说, 5个月, 胎盘5个月. Some people say it 5 months. The embryo at 5 months. 有人说3个月, some say 3 months. 有人说呢,就1个月, some say 1 month. 有人说生了出来先是, some people say when it's born, then it's a human being. 有人说呢,受孕那一刻已经是人. And then others say, at the point of conception, that's when life begins.
那圣经没有告诉我们, 我觉得呢,生命何时开始? 就是受孕的时候.
Now, the Bible doesn't tell us, but I believe that life begins at conception.
So, if we are
And so, at the time that you have conceived a child in your womb, at that very instant, that child is already a human being.
如果他已经是人类的, 由受孕至到生出来,任何时间,落了他就是杀人.
If he's already a human being from the time of conception until the time of birth, any time in between that you have an abortion, it is murder.
所以呢, 从基督教的伦理观呢, 任何时间,落了BB,堕胎呢, 是杀人.
And so from a Christian perspective, any time that you have an abortion is a murder.
如果这样看呢, 跟埃及王没什么分别.
And if you look at it this way, there's no difference between the king of Egypt and what's going on today with abortion.
你知道呢,有好多人有一種叫為墮胎之後的後遺症.
There is a syndrome called PAS, what is it? Post-abortion syndrome.
係無數嘅婦女墮胎之後呢,佢又經歷到啲乜嘢呢? 他经历到很多的这样的心态.
And these women with PAS, they have these different types of things going on.
首先呢, 他就是不安, 失眠, 有失落感, 情绪低落, 惭愧, 内疚, 还有厌食症.
It's very common to see ladies after an abortion to be uneasy, sleepless, lost, feelings of lostness, depression, shame, guilt, and bulimia.
在美国呢, 43% 的妇女已经经历过堕胎.
And in the United States, 43% of all women have had an abortion.
我不知道中国呢, 中国堕胎的数目应该更高.
I think in China, the abortion rate is even higher.
弟兄姊妹, 我们有没有敬畏神? 你站在神的面前, 我无论如何, 我都要敬畏神, 做一个对的选择. 可能那个选择是逆世界, 可能那个选择跟别人行的是有分别, 可能那个选择就是日后有 有複雜的棘手的問題, 但我都要敬畏神,行神要我行的路.
Are you willing to stand up and fear God and make a decision, make a choice, that maybe that choice is going to be different than everybody else's choice? Maybe that choice is going to have complications because you made it and it's going to be difficult in your life in the future. Maybe that choice is going to make sacrifice, but you say, that's the right thing to do because I want to honor God.
你两个收生婆就是这样做。比较简单容易,皇帝叫他杀生。The
easy thing, the king told him, kill the guys. 他可以说,皇帝叫我们做,我们做,不关我们事。 And then he could say, hey, I can do that. It's not my problem. It's the king told me to do it.
他可以照做,但他晚上这样做,他晚上睡不着。
They could do that, but at night they would not be able to sleep at night. They could not live with themselves.
他不可以跟自己去接受面对这个问题。 早前我们看那个谋美那个电影, a few months ago we saw the movie The End of the Spear. 其中一位那五位宣教士是阿哥多尔被土人杀了, 叫Jim Elliot. One of the five missionaries that were killed in Ecuador, his name was Jim Elliot.
他又这样说, in reading the scripture, I find a great moral power. Therein am I aware of two great forces for good in human experience, the fear of God and the grace of God. Without the fear of God, I should not stop doing evil. The fear of God restrains from evil. Without the grace of God, I should have no desire to approach positive goodness. The one is different from evil, the other an encouragement to good.
他说他读了圣经之后他找到一个很大的道德的能力，即是有两个能力在里面，在人的经历里面，第一敬畏神和神的恩典。他说如果没有敬畏神的心，他不会有一个阻碍性，就是停止犯罪，因为这个敬畏神会叫他不要犯罪。第二就是神的恩典， 因为有神的恩典，如果没有神的恩典，他不可以亲近神，有一个的推动力就得到神的力量。所以一个就是叫我们不要犯罪，另一个就是鼓励我们行善敬畏神和神的恩典。弟兄姊妹，你有没有敬畏神的心？有没有经历到神的恩典？
And if you the fear of God in your heart today, and have you experienced the grace of God in your life today?
And those who fear God are not afraid of other people. Let's look at the Bible at a few other people who had the fear of God.
But first let's look at Exodus chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. 召了修生婆来说：你们为什么做这事？出埃及记第一章十八节。串了男孩的姓名呢？十九节。修生婆对法老说：因为希伯来妇人与埃及妇人不同，希伯来妇人本是健壮的，修生婆还没有道。 他们已经产生产了。
Here it sounds like these two midwives were lying, but maybe they didn't lie.
可能他是特意等到希伯来人生BB才去。
Maybe they purposely waited until the Hebrew wives gave birth, and then, you know, they didn't have to lie and they didn't have to kill them.
我们不知道的。 不过就算是他知道他要听神的话是最重要的，听神重要还是听人重要？我们说听神重要。
But regardless of whatever, listening to God is the most important thing. Do you listen to God or do you listen to man?
我们看几个圣经的例子。第一个例子，我们想看到一位，大家记得拉合吗？
And I want to look at a few examples from the Bible. Do you remember Rahab? And we see Rahab in Joshua chapter 2. Now,
神又派了探子，由以色列人去到迦南地，去受挫的地方，去到耶利哥城。那这两个探子入到耶利哥城， 拉合这个女士呢，这个妓女收留了她。Now, Joshua sent two spies into the land of Canaan to the city of Jericho to check out the land. And when they went to check out the land, this lady, Rahab, the prostitute, hid them.
她就將她收埋。當城裏面的人知道這兩個探子去拉合那裡呢,她就問敲門。
And when the people in the city knew that the spies came to Rahab, they all came to her house and knocked on the door.
但拉合呢,已經收留的人在房屋上隱藏了。But
Rahab had hid them on the roof, and they couldn't find them.
接著在第二章第九節至十一節,他是這樣說。
And in Joshua chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, Rahab says this,
對他們說：我知道耶和華已經把這地賜給你們，並且因為你們的緣故，我們都驚慌了。這地一切居民在你們面前心都消化了，因為我們聽見你們出埃及的時候，耶和華怎樣在你們面前使洪水的水干了。 并且你们怎样待约旦河、东的两个阿摩利亚、阿摩利王西西云王岳，将他们进行毁灭。我们一听见这事，这些事，心就消化了。因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。耶和华你的神本是上天下地的神。
Now notice that she said that everybody in the city was afraid and knew that their God was powerful, but she was the only one who was willing to stand up and protect the spies.
她承认全城的人都是知道神，但只有拉合一个是有信心收埋保护这两个人，因为她有信心敬畏这位真神。
She took a chance, a risk. 因為全城的人如果知道他收留這些探子，他都會殺了他。And if the whole city knew that she was hiding these spies, they would have killed her.
但因為他敬畏神，他覺得應該收留，因為他知道神是真神。從我睇但以理書，
Look at the book of Daniel. 但以理有三個朋友一齊被俘虜去巴比倫， and Daniel and three of his friends were all taken as captives into the land of Babylon.
他敬畏神，但是皇帝有一天呢，就做一個金像，
and they worshipped the true God, but one day the king of Babylon, he made a big statue, a golden statue.
他就叫所有的人， 當你吹號的時候呢，有樂器彈琴的時候呢，佢話所有人要向呢個金像下拜。And
the king made a proclamation that when they start playing the music, that everybody must bow down to this golden statue.
你睇下但以理書第三章十五節至十八。And
look at Daniel chapter 3, verse 15 to 18.
你们再听见笛、角笛、琵琶、琴瑟、箫和各样乐器的声音，若苦伏敬拜我所做的像，却还可以；若不敬拜，必立时扔在烈火的坑中。有何神能教你们 脱离我手呢？沙德拉米撒阿伯尼哥对王说：尼布甲尼撒王啊，这件事我们不必回答你。即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的坑中救出来。王啊！ 他也必救你们脱离你的，我们脱离你的手，即或不然。王啊，你当知道，我们决 不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
有没有勇气啊？ Was that brave? 他又很大胆，因为他敬畏神，他面对这个火炉的，他都不屈膝，都说我要敬畏神，不向金像下拜。
Because they feared God and honored God, even in the face of the fiery furnace, they still stood firm and said, I'm not going to worship that.
结果发生什么事呢？皇帝真的将他扔到火坑。And what happened? The king put them in the fiery furnace. 但是他在火坑里面，火没有烧着他。
But in the fiery furnace, the fire did not burn them.
那神尊重敬畏他的人。弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意在这样的情况里面敬畏真神？
看第三个例子。Let's look at the third example.
其实我四个例子，第三个例子都是但以理书。
I've actually got four examples. The third one is still in Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10.
都是但以理书里面，因为但以理呢，年老的时候呢，啲人想赶佢走，整蛊佢。
Because Daniel, when he got old, some people wanted to get rid of him.
所以佢谂到一个计，佢话皇帝，我哋编一个新嘅法例。
And they said, King, let's make a new law.
我哋喺一个月里边，无论点样都嘅人呢，都唔可以向任何神敬拜，只可以向你拜。任何人向第二个神敬拜的时候，我要抌落佢狮子坑。
And they said, King, let's make this new rule that in for this 1 month, that if anybody prays to any god other than you, let's throw him into the lion's den.
那但以理知道这个法例，但以理有个选择在这个法例的里面，他很容易可以讲是一个月啫。
And Daniel knew this new rule.And he could have very easily said, it's only for 1 month.
他也都可以说，我在心里面祈祷，没人知。
And he could have also said, I'll just pray in my heart, nobody will know.
但是但以理做什么？但以理一日三次祷告，你看第六章第十节。
Look at verse 10, chapter 6, verse 10.
但以理知道这禁令盖了肉散，就到自己家里一日三次，相失跪在他神面前祷告感谢神，如常素常一样。
He continued praying 3 times a day on his knees to God.
他知道危险。
He knew it was dangerous.
但是他没有改变，因为他敬畏神。
But he didn't change.
弟兄姊妹，你会不会好像但以理那样？他明知如果我在心里面祈祷，没人看得到，我一样向神祷告。
And he knew that if he just prayed in his heart, nobody else would know, and he could still be praying to God.
但你知道，他都知道，他这样做好像对不住神。
But he also knew if he did that, it would be like dishonoring God.
因为好似佢冇勇气、冇胆量企上嚟话神，我爱你，我敬拜你。
Because he wouldn't have the boldness to say, God, I love you and I trust you.
结果但以理被抌落狮子坑。
And because of what Daniel did, they threw him in the lion's den.
但系同样但以理呢喺狮子坑里边。没被狮子压。
And also, Daniel wasn't eaten by the lion.
好，我们看第四个例子。
And let's look at the third example in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 15 to verse
9,
verse 20.
我们看使徒行传第四章。使徒行传第四章15节至20节。这里的历史的背景就是耶稣复活。门徒出去传福音，约翰彼得就在美门 令到一個嘅瘸腿嘅跛嘅可以行走，全城啲人咧因為咁樣就話好驚訝，要歸向信耶穌。Now the history of this, the background is that Jesus is risen from the dead. The disciples are out preaching gospel. Peter and John are going into the beautiful gate, and the crippled man is healed, and the whole city is turned upside down because they see this mighty miracle.
領導人咧就拉咗彼得、約翰坐監。
And then the leaders arrest John and Peter.
喺第四章十五節,
and in chapter 4, verse 15 to 20, it says this. 於是吩咐他們從公會出去，就彼此商議說，你們當怎樣辦這兩個人呢？因為他們誠然行了一件明顯的神蹟，凡住耶路撒冷的人都知道，我们也不能说没有，为恐这事越发传扬在民间，我们必须恐吓他们，叫他们不再奉这名对人讲论。于是叫他们来，禁止他们总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教导人。彼得、约翰说：听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。 Who are you going to listen to? Listen to man or listen to God? 听神定系听人？佢因为敬畏神，佢话虽然有危险，虽然你对我哋不利，但神叫我哋做，我哋要照做。
弟兄姊妹，
做一个基督徒，时时有呢啲嘅选择。As Christians, we will constantly be faced with this challenge. Who are you going to listen to? 你要听边个 ？Who are you afraid of? 你要惊边个？如果你惊人，你唔会听神。If you are afraid of man, you will never listen to God and never follow God. 如果你敬畏神，你唔会惊人。But if you fear God, you will not be afraid of man.
敬畏神嘅唔系怕别人，因为我哋知道神系保护我哋。
And when we fear God, we're not afraid of others because we know God will protect us.
敬畏神是最安全的。
And the fear of God is the most safe place, the safest place to be.
我在美国的时候呢，周围去讲分享澳门的事，同埋我自己来澳门的见证。
And when I was in the United States, I was going all over the place sharing about Macau and telling people how I came to Macau.
咁啊，其中一点呢，我又同好多人分享，就是我准备来澳门的时候，就是听到一个嘅宣教士。
And I shared this story a number of times in the United States, and because when I was preparing to come to Macau, I heard a missionary tell this.
咁啊，因为佢一个宣教士，佢系向啲危险嘅地方去宣教。
Because he's a missionary that works in dangerous areas. And so people would ask him, they say, how can you work in dangerous areas? Aren't you afraid?
啲人会成日问佢，你去啲危险嘅地方，你唔惊嘅咩？
And then he would give them this answer.
佢会咁样答佢。佢话：如果我喺世界上最安全嘅地方，但我冇喺神嘅旨意里边，喺神冇叫我去嘅地方，虽然嗰个地方系最安全，我有危险。
He said, if I go to the safest place in the world, and it's not God's will, God didn't tell me to go, but it's the safest place in the world, and I go there, I will be in danger.
佢话：但如果我喺神嘅旨意里边，神叫我去嘅地方，虽然嗰个地方系危险，因为我听神嘅意思，听神嘅命令，我去就安全。
He said, and if I go to the most dangerous place in the world, if I'm in the will of God because God told me to go, then I am safe.
我记得直到今时今日呢句说话。
Now I remember this forever,
因为影响到我系我一个抉择嚟到澳门。
And it influenced me in my decision to come to Macau. 我覺得係真嘅。我見到好多人喺美國係安全嘅，即係天堂嘅裏邊，但係一樣有危險。 And we saw lots of people in the United States in the so-called safe haven. But they still had their troubles and difficulties.
無論你去邊度，如果唔係神嘅意思叫你去，都有危險.
And no matter where you go, if it's not God's will for you, it's dangerous.
但係神會保護我哋。當我哋行佢嘅旨意嘅時候，秘訣我哋要敬畏神。
And wherever we go, if we trust God, He will be with us. The secret is, do you fear God in your heart?
The remarkable thing about fearing God is that when you fear God, you fear nothing else. Whereas if you do not fear God, you fear everything else. Oswald Chambers said that.
如果你敬畏神，你唔会怕其他嘢。 但你唔敬畏神，你乜都會驚。呢個出名嘅
Oswald Chambers， 我唔記得中文名點佢講。有人解釋敬畏神咧，好似我哋去美國見到咧，因為美國成日有山火。And
somebody explains the fear of God in this way. And in the United States, there's always wildfires.
咁有山火嘅時候咧，點樣保護咧？我哋去到一個嘅島。 咁喺呢個島咧，舊早幾個月前咧，係有大山火嘅。我哋去到周圍見到山火嘅痕跡。And
we went to Catalina Island, and a few months ago, there's a big fire on Catalina Island off the coast of Long Beach.
咁啊，但係喺呢個島裏邊咧，山火嘅起點咧，就係我哋坐咗巴士上去見到山火嘅起點。
But when we were on Catalina Island, we took a bus ride up to the top of the island and we saw where the fire started.
咁佢起點咧就係一個人嘅屋企，嗰個係一個基督教嘅電台嘅。
And unfortunately, the beginning of the fire started at this guy's house where was the big radio tower for a Christian radio station. It broadcasts all over Southern California. K-Wave.
但係呢個嘅起點咧，就因為佢燒焊喺嗰個電台個架嗰度咧，就有啲火花走咗出嚟，燒咗個起點喺嗰度。And
the fire started because they were doing some welding on the tower for the radio station, and a spark went off and started the fire.
但係最奇妙咧，燒咗一半個島，呢個火燒咗個島嘅一半。That
this fire burned half of the island. But the amazing thing is that the house, just 20 feet from where the fire started, wasn't burned.
奇妙呢，喺20尺有個火嘅起點，有間屋，周圍啲樹同埋間屋完全冇燒過嘅。But
the trees and the house are 20 feet from the beginning of the fire didn't burn.
Why? 點解冇燒呢？係咪神保護間屋呢？
Was it God protecting the house?
可以話係，但係可以話唔係。
You could say yes, but no.
個原因咧，個火之前一個星期，間屋嗰啲人咧就喺個間屋周圍嘅清理咗啲雜草，清理咗啲雜草咧，令到有火場嗰啲野草同埋間屋有個位置咧係冇野草嘅，變咗火嚟到嘅時候，去到嗰啲冇嘢燒嘅，就燒唔到間屋咯。The
reason the house didn't burn is because a week before the fire, they didn't know the fire was coming, but they cleared away all the brush around the house. And so there was a space, a circle around the house, where when the fire burned everything else around, it couldn't get to the house because there was a fire line. And they just happened to clean it before the fire.
咁因為呢個嘅我哋叫火線係咪？所以火跳唔到，因為冇嘢燒嘅。
And honoring God, fearing God is like that. We put a fire line around us, a hedge around us.
當我哋敬畏神，我哋有呢個嘅保護網喺我哋周圍嘅，係保護我哋變咗咧嗰啲嘅攻擊，嗰啲應該危險嘅嘢入唔到嚟嘅。嗱，我哋最後睇翻出埃及記。 呢兩個收生婆嘅結果
Let's look back in Genesis, Exodus chapter 1 and see what happened with these two ladies, these two midwives. 因为神厚待敬畏他的人，神厚待呢两个收生婆， and God blessed them and treated them greatly. 在第二十节，神厚待，and verse 20，神厚待收生婆以色列人多起来，极其强盛。 And read the 22. 收生婆因为敬畏神，神就敬畏他们，成立家室。法老吩咐他的众民说：以色列人所生的男孩，你们都要丢在河里；一切的女孩，你们要存留他的性命。这里见到神保护这两个收生婆，甚至俾佢一个嘅
And so here we see that God protected these two midwives and he also gave them their own households. He blessed their lives abundantly.
違反王的命令是危險, going against the will of the king is dangerous. 但感謝神,神保護他們平安, but God protected them in peace. 神因为他们的信心令到以色列人极其强盛 And because of their faith, all of the Hebrews became strong. 因为神有保护, because God protected them.
我很喜欢以赛亚书26章3节, and I like Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3.
你说,坚心仰赖你的,你必保守他十分平安,因为他倚靠你。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and God will protect you and keep you in perfect peace because you trust in the Lord.
以赛亚书40章第10节, and I like Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. 你不要害怕，因为我与你同在，不要惊惶，因为我是你的神，我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。 Don't be afraid, I'm with you. Don't fear, because I'm with you. And I will protect you and help you and hold you up with my righteous right arm.
那在去美国之前呢,我看到一个 DVD的见证, 就是Heather Mercer, 他就在911事件之前去到阿富汗做宣教士。
Before we went to the United States, I watched a DVD about Heather Mercer. And before 911, she went to Afghanistan as a missionary.
咁佢喺阿富汗咧傳福音咧，都係好小心向啲回教徒傳福音。
And she was very careful in sharing the gospel with people in the Muslims in Afghanistan.
但係有一日咧，佢放用個手提電腦入到一間屋裏邊播耶穌傳俾人睇。
And they used a notebook computer to show the Jesus film to somebody in their home.
但是那间屋的人出卖他,就说政府听。
But the people in the home turned her into authorities.
所以他播完耶稣传之后,他离开那间屋,就立刻拉他坐牢。
But as they finished the movie, they left the house and they were arrested and put in prison.
接着他的见证是说到在坐牢的时候的危险,也都可能是丧失生命的。
即是遇到很多困难,但在那个期间神怎样去保护。And her testimony tells about all the dangers that they had in prison, and yet how God protected her.
这个女士是美国女士,她在阿富汗的时候20岁的单身女,即是又美丽,又可爱,又聪明,但去到这个危险的地方。但奇妙,当美国部署,即是炸了阿富汗,
即是要推翻塔利班的时候呢,美军能够在监狱救他出来。 And the amazing thing is this beautiful young lady went into this dangerous situation and had this prison experience, but then when Bush sent in the troops to get rid of the Taliban, then the American soldiers were able to release them from prison.
奇妙神的保护,他是敬畏神。 弟兄姊妹,你有没有敬畏神的?
你愿唔愿意即系相信神可以无论喺咩环境里边保护你？喺保护我哋咧，我哋要知道敬畏神有几点嘅。
We need to know that to fear God means a few things.
第一咧就系要尊重神。
The first thing is to respect and honor God.
因为我哋敬畏就系尊敬同埋畏惧
啊。Because in Chinese, to fear God means to honor and to fear.
所以我哋要知道神系伟大。
We need to know that God is awesome and powerful.
神系审判官，佢有日要审判世界。
God is the one who will one day judge the world.
如果传道书十二章十三节系咁样讲 ，and in the Ecclesiastes verse 12, 13, and 14系咁样话，这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。这是人所当尽的本分，因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审判、审问。
So God is the judge; He knows. The second thing that we need to know about fear God: fearing God means have faith in God.
你要敬畏神，要对神有信心。要敬畏就系对神有信心。點解我咁樣講？你睇創世記十二章十二節
，and look in Genesis chapter 12 verse 12, and we'll see why the fear of God means to have faith in God.
呢個亞伯拉罕要獻以撒嘅時候，當佢要獻以撒嘅時候，神話你唔使嘅，因為我已經知道喺十二節話
，in verse 12 it says, 天使說你不可在這童子身上下手。一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
所以亚伯拉罕敬畏神，他的敬畏神即使是对神有信心。
And so Abraham, the father of our faith, had faith in God, but he feared God, so his faith and fear in God were the same.
第三样敬畏神咧，第一系尊敬神，知道神系审判者；第二系信心；第三咧就是、远离罪恶，敬畏神系远离罪恶。
So the first thing we honor and respect God. The second thing we have faith in God. And the third point about fear of God is that we forsake sin.
喺出埃及记十八章廿一节
，Exodus chapter 18 verse 21。
不要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，唔系 ，sorry， 并要在百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏神、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人，派他们作千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长，管理百姓。
跟住二十章二十节 ，and then in Exodus 20:20。
摩西对百姓说：不要惧怕，因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。不致犯罪。所以一个敬畏神的人就会远离罪恶。
And so somebody who has a fear of God will leave and forsake sin. They will have faith in God and they will honor and respect God.
所以一个敬畏神的人要远离罪恶，要对神有信心，同埋要尊重神。弟兄姊妹，今日你有冇敬畏神嘅心
？Do you have that fear of God in your heart today？
要问自己敬畏神几多？你愿意爱神几多
？How much are you willing to love God？
跟随神嘅旨意
？How much are you willing to follow His will.
跟随神的旨意可能要与世界逆流。
To follow God's will is to go against the will of the world.
可能有危险。
It might be dangerous and risky.
可能会减少升职的机会。
And maybe it will limit your ability to be rise in the corporate ladder.
可能会引起逼迫。Maybe it will bring on persecution.从世界的角度可能是傻的、痴线， And from the world's point of view, maybe honoring God is the silly thing, the stupid thing to do. Like the midwives. They should have just killed the kids. You know, why take the risk? 호치고 능사성포 사적의 하이지 관내 메시도 만약에 지우방요 모금 나임 다른 총선의 각도 경외선 하여포. But from God's point of view, honoring and fearing God is the only way to blessing.
你可以好似呢两个收生婆一样，决定行神嘅旨意。
And you can choose to be like the two midwives and honor God and follow God's will.
And
please don't be a Christian that just says one thing and does another.
星期日翻到教会，话我爱神，但系一至六咧喺公司里边做完全另一样。
And on Sunday, you come to church and say, I love God. But on Monday to Saturday, out in your workplace, you're doing completely the opposite. And Jesus called this type of an action a hypocrite, Pharisees. If we're not willing to honor and fear God from Monday to Sunday, 7 days a week, we'll be missing out on all the blessings.
So we
And so God took these two ladies who were nobodies and gave them a place of honor because they honored God. And if you honor God and fear God, God will take your life and use you as somebody to bless others.
Let's pray.
主，我哋多谢你今日提到呢个经文，我哋见到敬畏你嘅人要同世界逆流，敬畏你嘅人要有信心，敬畏你嘅人会远离罪恶。主，我哋知道喺我哋周围呢个澳门系一个罪恶嘅地方，有好多试探，有好多非道德嘅行为，有好多事情咧同我哋嘅基督徒嘅生命。 系有违背我哋身边嘅同事、身边嘅家人、身边嘅邻居，会俾我哋好多嘅挑战，就叫我哋做一啲我哋知道你唔喜欢嘅嘢。主耶稣，我哋求你俾我哋有能力去抵挡呢啲嘅试探，俾我哋能够咧喺我哋人生嘅里边坚定信靠你，尊重你，敬畏你。 以致我哋整个嘅生命系可以有神你嗰种嘅香气发出嚟，让别人睇得到耶稣基督敬畏耶稣基督嘅人系有福了，好似今日主席同我哋读百福一样。主啊，愿意我哋嘅生命充满福气，因为我哋敬畏你。我哋多谢主，你听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。将时间交翻俾主席。